you can read chapter 19 of Numbers.
Dandova kitigara le numeria tukfasive mbeful. Arte ovan tenta musesi arona kananawe, izon lalana, utanjeman, izayevan antitim tiova, lazao amzana kisrael, mba itundra mba itundran fatum fatmen, izaitsmis klema natsin, sa tsumbula nasina zyug, ariume wani eliazara psurnin. De an asain wentna yeni velan tubi kauf nuina yewana chen de analani eliasara psurna amni fanundni ranka afafni mpitu manjitni mananjiti ni chan laifionan de udurana yo imazun laifatum pai ni udni sinienani aran ran bamni tainru ruan de udurana fku Aran psurna te aka setera si isopa ar tzaka anipiaz eo afon niafu anduran anpatrum pavi. Te usesan psurna anfitafin ari andro amrani zi are vavak zan te akeo amtubiz ari alutu mandapa arriva niandru psurna ari zai manduru ilai und pavi te anasa anfitafin sa de anduru am Sadi andru am nirano ari alutu mandaparivanyan de angun nil izaile ilai matiu anakrai ni laven laiva trumpal ka apecha niu yo ivelan tubi yo amzai fituerana matiu anakrai de ute irizna uani fiangunan zanak Israel zani urano fanatiuvana fanatja nun yuta izani Ari laina nangunan lafen fatum pav de anasan fitafin, ari alutu mandapa arivanyan, ari ulalana mandakzai, wan zanak Israeli, sin fayini, yoan zan. Isaim kaskia fatnul, de alutu aftun, anadiun tenan yam zan ram zanizi, amnyan fatel, ari amnyan fafit de adiuiz. Farat simana tiun tenen amnyan fa tel kusis te tia tiu amnyan fa fit. Isere tam kaskia fat nul kati ma tiun tenen te mandutu nitel tapir na kel jova ka ufungurana tiuam Israel sati sinu fa fazana ni ran fa na tiu vanis te alut ni fa alutuni bula wewam nyan. Izon lalan Ramisul lamati awandai izereta mit tawandai si izereta awanatan laide alutu aftun arni fanakareta misukata izaitsimisi rakta fofeyam te alutu ari izereta mkaskia izai matni matsabat anetsa na fatnul na taula tolanul na fasan te alutu aftun De angalana wan malutni laven lai nutura na teu ufanatcha nun yut ari asin ranu na laina tam ranu mande izani eu ambili te aka isopa ni leila matiwana krai ka anub ka az eu amran te afapni amni lai bamni fanakareta simiula izayou Ari lain kaskan tolana nani nuvunuina nani matna retna nani pasan ari ni malutte ufafazan lai ulla matiu amni ranu fat amni andru fatel sini fafit te adiun tenani amni andru fafit adiun tenani amni andru fafit izi ka anasan pitafin si andru amni ran te adiu refari Fanyul lazaina lut kati nana diun tenan te ufungura na tiwan ni fiangunana sati nandutu ni fituera na masan Jehovah ni ran fana diuvana tina fafun tam malutu iz te ulalana mandakzai am zani fa izai mamafin ranu fana diuvana te anasan fitafin ari izan kaskia ni ran fana diuvana te Alutu mandapa arivanyandru, aran zavatra rehetra izay voankasika Focus malut de alut ar niulla zen kaskiazi de alutu mandra parivaniand.
So what do you think God thinks about dead bodies?
De ina nertretana reo e ina nertretandre mandra ni amniulla mat de fatanulla matin.
He says anyone who touches a dead body becomes
Who's is way? Se ulam kaskia matia fatia telasa.
What happens?
Inam chang.
You become unclean.
Telasa malut.
Anyone who touches the body of a dead animal is unclean.
Tenisa ni zakum kaskia me fatambivia de malut.
If you come into contact with someone who handled a dead body, you become unclean. What does God think about this? There's a strong connection between the dead body and being contaminated, being made unclean. And that's not just physically unclean. You can't just wash it away with some tap water. It's defiled and unholy in God's sight. To come into contact with someone who's dead makes you unclean, it defiles you. That's what God says. Man, we've had it wrong in this nation then.
Oops.
Oops. We've really had it wrong. Because God loves us, and He actually knows the origin of death. It's sin that brought death into the world. And so death is actually the wages, the curse of sin.
And
God wants us to know that that's not what He wants for us. He doesn't want death for us. He doesn't want us to be contaminated with sin. The problem is that we don't always take that seriously. We don't realize how God feels about this. But it's actually a global problem. And so into this situation, God says that you are, when you get unclean, you need a very special kind of sacrifice in order to sort out this problem. So what we see about this Numbers chapter
19
is a very unique sacrifice taking place. It's not the same as the monthly or the yearly ceremonies that they carried out at the temple.
In
fact, this sacrifice of a red heifer, of a red young cow, is unique in all of the Old Testament, in the Jewish law. It's unique. And in fact, Solomon, the Jewish commentators say Solomon didn't understand this one.
Arle pamaka faka, Jews anakrai zaran tene, tiazon Solomon natsarizu.
So Solomon was the wisest king in Israel.
And
he said, this sacrifice doesn't make sense. It defies logic. Most sacrifices had obvious symbolism. This one, he didn't get it. But you know what's incredible? This one is the one that speaks most of the creation, fall, and redemption story.
And
so we coming close to Easter. And I want to look at this sacrifice in the light of Christ. Because Solomon didn't know how Jesus fit into the picture. We do. And we're going to see some of it today. And hopefully when you finished in the next, when we finish in 20 minutes, not only will you appreciate Jesus more, but you'll also want Madagascar to stop touching dead bodies. Because God's truth is bigger than any human culture on the face of the earth. And that means when we come to understand how God views death, and how he wants us to be set free from the power of death, through the forgiveness of our sins, through the work of Jesus, then we don't have to carry out any more dead works. Works leading to death, works associated with death. So, this, let me tell you a bit more about this red heifer sacrifice, this red young cow. It required a completely red cow.
It
mustn't have blotches on its coat. It must be all red. It's the only sacrifice where the color is specified. It didn't matter in the other places if you brought a goat or a dove. It didn't matter too much the color. But this color had to be red. It's not a coincidence that blood is red. God is being symbolic. And so this was very, very rare to find a completely red young cow. So you get the impression with sacrifices they did it year after year after year. But in history there's only knowledge of this sacrifice being done 9 times.
That's
pretty impressive.
I mean,
from Abraham When Israel was founded, we find our way down to Moses when the law is given. We're talking thousands of years ago. They've only done that sacrifice in Judaism 9 times. It's very, very difficult to find a red cow. And it's also not a sacrifice that they did every day. It's the only sacrifice where all of the rituals were carried out outside of the camp.
Ary io ian cote carazana surna sanuele fumba isa carazana tomle isa de wentna anivelani tubi.
In other words, they didn't go to the temple and to the altar.
Sanuetsna kwa tempul zanjare watsna kwa amni altara.
They went out of the village.
Fanyala vokan tanana mintsy.
If the city had a wall around it, they were outside.
So
it's the only sacrifice where the whole ritual happened outside the camp.
Not
at the Levitical altar. It didn't happen at the Levitical
altar.
It's the only sacrifice where the blood was not drained from the animal.
So
when they killed this young cow, in other sacrifices they would take the offering and the blood would run out.
And
they'd go and put that blood on the altar. And then whatever was left, the meat was drained of blood. But in this one, the blood was not drained out, the whole thing was burnt. So they took a cow, they took it outside the city, they killed it there and burnt it. None of the other sacrifices were like that. But it gets even more interesting. Because in the other burnt sacrifices, they would take the ashes and throw them away. Like rubbish. So they'd take the ashes and they would go and dump them in the rubbish dump out of town. But in this one, the ashes were taken, mixed with the ceremonial water, and the mixture of ash and water was applied to people, to their
tent.
And this ash from this heifer was kept for a long time. So rather than throw the ash away, they gathered it up and they stored it. And years later, if you had touched a dead body, you had been made unclean, then you would send someone, and that person who would go to fetch the ash would mix it with water, holy water, clean water, ceremonially clean water, bring it to you, to your household, put some on your tent, and then at evening you would be clean. Now, this is also the only sacrifice where when the priest made the sacrifice, so like Eliezer or whoever was supposed to do the sacrifice, when he made, burnt this heifer, he became unclean. None of the other sacrifices did the priest become unclean, but with this one, the priest that made the sacrifice became unclean himself.
At
the time that they were making the burning the heifer, they were busy burning the sacrifice. They would put other like herbs and spices and oils in there. And those were actually the medicinal, you know, you guys are always on about this plant can treat this sickness. It's the medicinal herbs. Some of those were the medicines for treating leprosy. The skin diseases. And so in this sacrifice, inside the actual ashes, inside the sacrifice was also the medicine that would bring healing. And everything about this sacrifice is symbolic of Jesus. So I'm
going
to try to run through that again now, but just to explain how it pertains to Jesus. Jesus was the red heifer. He was spotless, he was blemishless. By living a perfect life. And he was taken. And one of the things about the heifer that's specified is it must never have carried, it mustn't carry a yoke, it must never have been
yoked.
Jesus laid his life down willingly.
So
he carried his cross. He surrendered his life. Willingly, he wasn't forced to do it. So that's the picture of the heifer not having a yoke to direct it. They couldn't force it. It walked on its own. The red heifer was a single sacrifice alone. It was also on its own. And when they beat Jesus, they whipped him and they put the crown of thorns on him. He was a bloody mess. More red than anything else. And he was led outside of the city. And he was taken to Golgotha.
Την έτεναν ακάν κουλκούτιζα.
He was crucified outside the city.
Νουμπούανα ταν ιβέλαν ταν άνις.
And this is some. This is also how God deals with sin.
Αρσάνεμ κουν σαβατά τον αντεμάντε νιαμ φαουτάν.
Sin separates you from God.
Ni fautana te mapsara kanao amnandemant.
It cuts you off from his community and his people.
Mapsara kanao amni fiaramonza ni asinyulun.
And you are placed outside.
Are no de avela makani velan.
You are kicked out. And like that red heifer that was taken out of the city, Jesus was taken out of the city.
De otane voroka nakani velan enao ataka nleva tompavmena na voka nakani velan tanana Jesus koa tany velan tanana.
And then he was crucified. And he died. And all of Jesus was given over as a punishment for sin. Remember how the high priest became unclean when he burnt the heifer. Jesus himself became sin for us. So in his sacrifice, Jesus, who was clean also as a priest for us, he took our sin upon himself.
So
Jesus was both the priest and the sacrifice.
And
he became unclean. Now I want to tell you something right now that adds another level of intrigue to the story, another level of mystery. What's the first miracle that Jesus did? At the wedding at
Cana,
he took the ceremonial water. That was the water for purification. The ceremonially clean water. And he turned it into wine. And so now we see that the heifer was the life of the animal given mixed with the ceremonially clean water. The red heifer, the pure water. Jesus gave us a sign when he turned water into wine.
It's the
purification water mixed with the blood of Jesus. It's the sacrifice of the red heifer he's speaking about.
And
then he was killed outside the camp, given completely. In that sense, some people even say Jesus' death wasn't just a physical death, but he descended into the lower parts, into Hades. He gave his entire self as a sacrifice in order to deal with the problem of death. It's a magnificent picture. Some people have said this was peculiar in Israel's history. It was a different kind of sacrifice.
Because
its application wasn't on one person at a time. It wasn't just a sacrifice for one person.
It fanatitra anankiray na sorona iray ho an'olona anankiray.
It was done outside of the camp.
Where
everyone, even the non-Jews, even those who weren't Israel, could see.
De le izy zany hoe na olona tsy Israely a na tsy Jios ara dia afaka mahita an'le izy daholo.
And in Numbers 19 verse 10,
dia ao amin'ny Numeritoko fasivy ambin'ny folo andinin'ny fahafolo a,
it tells us that this red heifer sacrifice would also clean the visitor, the sojourner.
Dia miteny ihany koa le izy hoe io a sorona natao tamin'ilay vadotro mivavy meny io a dia anadio ihany koa na ny vahiny zareo azy.
The non-Israelite would also be
cleaned.
Jesus' death would be for
everyone. Absolutely
profound.
Not
only that, but the ashes were always
available.
In other words, after that sacrifice,
they
gathered the ashes,
and
whenever someone was unclean,
because
they'd come into contact with death, they could ask someone to go and mix some water and ash and bring it and purify
them. There
was this idea of perpetual sufficiency. The ashes were always available.
What we're
being told is that the sacrifice of Jesus is for
everyone, and
it's sufficient for everyone. It's never going to run out. It's always
available. And so
now we go to Hebrews. Look at Hebrews 9, verse 13 and 14. Yeah, Hebrews 9, verse 13 and
14. Farani ranu slas in ranum blan. Arni laven bat trump vavia fagi am zaivolut numana masna atam fanativanan lu maike fan ran Christi izaina natan tenani simana tini wanandrimant tamne lalan fanai mandrakzai lua diu ni fierceretana reu uavacam yasa mati mba anupuna reu anandrimanta fil.
Says in verse 13 that this sacrifice made someone ceremonially or outwardly clean.
And here's
the problem with every religious ritual and every ceremony. It doesn't do the job properly.
It
could only make someone ceremonially clean. It could only make them clean on the outside. It could not deal with their hearts. So this wonderful, elaborate sacrifice only spoke of Jesus.
It made
someone ceremonially or externally clean.
But
how much more then, says verse 14, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences?
Teo nendin fa efatris efatra ambe folo izy dia miteny amintsika maika fa nirahan'i Kristy izay nanatitra ny tenany tsy manatsiny ho an'Andriamanitra tamin'ny alalan'ny fanahy mandrakizay no adio ny fieritreretanareo ho afaka amin'ny asa maty mba hanomponareo an'Andriamanitra velona.
Jesus died to make us clean on the inside.
Maty Jesosy a mba hahatonga antsika adio ao anaty.
To cleanse our consciences.
Hanadio ny fieritreretantsika.
Now this is where it becomes so wonderful for me.
Ary izany mampatonga leo tena io le izy tena vomeme tsara be ho anahy.
All of these ceremonies and things were telling us actually this is how you deal with a problem.
Dia le fombafomba ireny ka izany a miteny amintsika fotsiny hoe ohatr'izao ny zavatra fanondraisana ny tanana an'ilay olana.
But the real problem of sin is on the inside.
Fa le tena olany fahotana dia vao anatiny.
And Jesus deals with that.
Ah, dia efa noraisin'i Jesosy tanana ny amin'izay.
For you and me.
Ho anasy ianao.
He comes to make our conscience clean.
Tonga izy mba hanadio ihany koa. Tonga ny fieritreretantsika ihany koa adio.
To set us free from the guilt of our sin.
Anafaka antsika ny amin'ny momba ny fahotantsika ilay hoe fieritreretana ratsy ny amin'ny fahotantsika.
That's how powerful his cleansing is.
Izany ny tena hoe amafin'le atanjak'le sorona izay nataony.
You live in a world where you understand guilt and shame.
Ianao miaina ao anatin'le tontolo izay fantatro tsara izany hoe meloka sy menatra.
Jesus comes to come and wash you clean in your conscience.
Ary tonga kosa ny Jesosy anadio anao anafaka anao madio ny amin'ny fieritreretanao.
We live in a world that's been contaminated. It's got the marks of sin and death all over.
Tsika miaina ao anatin'le tontolo izay voatrany efa voapetipetin'le fahafatesana sy ny fahotana manerana ny rehetrarehetra eny.
It's impossible to escape.
Ary dia ohatrany hoe tsy afaka miala an'izany mihitsy.
Somehow, sometime in your life, you come into contact with sin and death.
Ao anatin'ny fiainanao ao tsy maintsy mbola efa miona ianao na amin'ny fahotana na amin'ny fahafatesana.
But God has made provision in Christ Jesus.
Kanefa Andriamanitra efa nanome antsika vatsy ao amin'ny Kristy Jesosy.
So that we can be cleaned and renewed on the inside.
Mba amin'izay antsika afaka ny ho voadio sy ho lasa vaovao ny ao anatintsika ao.
Just like Israel, they used to call for someone to bring those ashes and put it on their tent.
Tetaka andreo Israely izay manafatra hoe mandeha izy maka an'le lavenina dia apetraka ao amin'ny trano laiany.
We have to call to Jesus and say, come and be that sacrifice for me.
Dia mila ihany koa tsika miantso an'i Jesosy dia miteny aminazy hoe aoka ianao noho izay fanatitr'izay ho anahako.
Apply the ashes, the remains of whatever Jesus did on the cross, take all of that sacrifice.
Teze zavatra rehetra nataony Jesosy teo ambony hazofijaliana tahaka an'le hoe lelavenina na mpiarina raiso daholo izany rehetra rehetra izany izay nataony Jesosy teo ambony hazofijaliana.
Jesus, I want that for my life.
Jesosy, ilaiko ho an'ny fiainako izany.
I want that for my household.
Ilaiko ho an'ny tokantranoko izany.
I want that for my family.
Ilaiko an'ny ankohonako izany.
I want that for my people.
Ilaiko an'ny olonay izany.
I want that for my nation.
Ilaiko an'ny firenenay izany.
You see, it was easy for Israel to become contaminated by contact with death without even realizing it.
Hitanareo mora be ho an'ny Israely ny lasa ohatrany hoe voapetipetin'le fahafatesana na dia ohatrany hoe tsikariny akory ara le izy indraindray.
You didn't know if that person that walked past you had touched the dead body. Maybe you were walking and you didn't know you walked over a grave. In Madagascar, there can be a grave just up the road.
And
you just walk past and you touch the stones. Or the fence as you walk past. Some people in Israel were contaminated and they didn't even realize it.
Israel,
That And so this sacrifice was performed once for all. It was a corporate sacrifice.
Kaiti surunitizan de nato indray mande wandreta reto tano surna itambarana le is.
Corporate sin requires corporate sacrifice.
Ni fautana itambarana tentakia fanatra itambarana.
I want you to hear this because I feel there's something prophetic for us to lay hold of. That over time, God is going to make us cry out to Him. As we understand, Jesus died to set Madagascar free from all of its contact with death.
Jesus Christia Matia Juan Madagascara ba anafaka na Madagascara ni amse metwe fifandraisandraisana am fatretrana.
I mean the turning of the bones.
Ntiko tenena otra ile famadia.
It is our problem until it is eradicated.
Tena ola tsika zany mandrapatonga ny tena hoe miala sy fongana.
It's not good enough that you just say, I got the blood of Jesus for me. This red heifer sacrifice was one sacrifice for all. It wasn't that you provided an animal for your sacrifice to God. Some sacrifices were like that in Israel. But this was everybody's sacrifice for everybody's problem. Jesus is the answer to this nation. God has made the sacrifice available. You have to say, Jesus is enough for this nation to be set free. But when we still see all the symbols and emblems of death around us, people living in fear and living in traditions that hold them bondage, let's go to Jesus. Say, Jesus, you are the sacrifice that ends this thing, that frees this nation.
Let's pray.
Jesus, as we come to the time of year when we remember your crucifixion, help us to remember just how much you did to accomplish our freedom. Do you want to forgive us for our sins? You want to break the power of sin? And you want to set a people free from the fear of death to be able to be truly free and worship you above everything else. Jesus, be the red heifer for this nation. We pray for every person who's still caught up in old ceremonies. Ceremonies associated with death that actually defile the people involved. Jesus, come and heal this nation. Set people free, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.